Now,
here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
It's been going for a while, I think since 9 a.m. yesterday out at Sunnybank, siege situation. And Bianca Stone joins us from Channel 7. Hi, Bianca.
Good morning, guys. It is still going. I can confirm right now I've got my eyes locked on a couple of police officers. One of them dressed head to toe in camouflage gear. He's got a helmet on. He's giving directions to another officer. Looks to be a CERT officer. He's all dressed in black. Now, they have had this house at Sunnybank surrounded, as you say, for about 20 hours now. So this siege has been going for some time. What we know is police arrived here yesterday morning at the house at Sunnybank on Dyson Avenue. They came looking for a man about an armed robbery. They wanted to speak with a man about an armed robbery that had happened, went up in to go inside. He has approached them armed with a gun. Police believe that to be a real weapon. Police have, of course, retreated. And that's what sparked this entire situation. Now, we understand there is an adult female in there with him, believed to be related to him. Not entirely clear whether she is in there of her own free will at this stage. But we also believe, and this is a worrying thing, that it could be a small child in there as well, possibly a five-year-old boy. So obviously this is a very dangerous situation.
Bianca, do we know the relationship between this gentleman and this woman? It's saying that it's understood this man does not live at this address. So what was he doing there? Do we know?
Yeah, we believe that he's a relative of the woman and he has been staying there for at least the past couple of days. So police at least knew that this person was at this address. They've gone there to speak with him. And of course, things have escalated pretty quickly from that. Specialist officers are right now surrounding this duplex on Dyson Avenue. There's police right the way around the house. They've lit it up overnight and police negotiators have been here all night as well, trying to talk to him. We believe at some point he slept through the night too. But they're being pretty patient with this too.
Yeah,
there's a child involved.
You've been in these siege situations before. Why don't they storm it like you see overseas and stuff? Are they just trying to wear him out or something?
I think that would be exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to wear him down. They're waiting till he, you know, falls into a deep sleep and then they'll go in. But of course, they've got other people to consider here too. So if it was just a lone gunman in a house, and I'm certainly no copper, but if there was just a lone gunman in the house, I'm sure it would have been over by now. But given there are other people in there to consider as well, then they just really have to wait him out and hope that those negotiators, and they are brilliant at their jobs, can do their thing and end this peacefully.
Hey, there's quite a large exclusion zone. What about the residents around this Dyson Avenue place, and the train line runs through there too, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, so right now I'm sitting just on the other side of Benoon Station, so that Fenny Grove train line runs right through this exclusion zone. Yesterday they actually were bypassing this, so they were not stopping at Benoon Station, but today the trains are stopping here, but police just won't let anyone off on the Dyson Avenue side. So the exclusion zone takes in Dyson Ave, Geddes Place, Beenleigh Road and Gander Place. Anyone within that exclusion zone is being told to stay indoors at the moment, listen to police on the ground, listen to those directions, and in fact yesterday we saw one resident forcibly removed because he just refused to stay inside. So he was removed from within that cordon zone. But right now on the ground, everyone is being told to look, avoid this area where possible, and let police do their thing.
Bianca, you're a fabulous reporter and a woman of incredible enthusiasm. What are you doing just watching a house with nothing's happening?
Look, it's a little bit exciting, isn't it, to see what's going on over there. I like to know what the cops do and what their thought process is. I'm actually married to a copper, so...
Oh,
you know,
righto.
You're well aware of the thought process.
Stay safe, Bianca. We see when Tim Avia and all our US correspondents got up involved in the riots. We just want you to be safe.
Oh, look, I'm at a safe distance. I'm at a safe distance in a safe area. And, Margot, I'm wearing my pink jacket today because I know that you've been speaking about Hannah.
Yes.
Hannah Clark, of course, it's the anniversary today. So loving wearing my pink jacket in honour of Hannah because, of course, she wasn't allowed to wear pink. So let's all get our pink on today.
Let's get our pink on for Hannah.
Bianca, hey, thanks, Stone. Bianca. We might even come back to you. If anything spectacular happens before 9 o'clock, we might speak to you again. Thank you.
Yeah, look, if anything pops, I'll let you know. There were a few... some people are reporting them as gunshots, but I can tell you they were like firecrackers this morning, so not gunshots as yet.
You can catch her finest work on Channel 7 Sunrise and right here on The Big Breakfast when she chats to us. Bianca Stone, thank you again.
Thanks, guys.